Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And during the season of Lent, we didn't have these Hump Day Hallelujah, so we skipped seven of them because we are providing you with daily videos for the entire season of Lent, 40 daily videos, not including Sundays. And now during this, the season of Easter, these Hump Day Hallelujahs have resumed, but they're going to be different than they were during prior to Lent. For these next 7 weeks, these next seven Wednesdays, you're not going to be hearing from me. You're going to be hearing from other members of the congregation as they share a little bit about their story. Our theme during Lent was God's story, our story. And now that we've moved through Lent into the season of Easter, we're going to hear from you, other members of this congregation who are going to share how God's story has impacted their story. And they're going to share a bit about that with you in these moments each Wednesday. I hope you enjoy hearing these stories. I hope you appreciate the courage that these folks are displaying by sharing a part of themselves and a part of their story and their faith journey. And we will resume the typical traditional Hump Day Hallelujahs after Pentecost. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me and with the person who's going to be sharing with us today. Take care.
Good morning. My name is Irvin Lowndes, although only my immediate family calls me Irvin. Everybody else calls me Irv. So I'm Irv. I'm going to talk about my life as a choir member. When I was about eight, I joined the children's choir at Grace Lutheran Church in Norristown. It's where my grandparents had been going to church, and then my parents going to church, and then the rest of our family. So I went in the children's choir. February of 53, I was drafted, go to the Army. Spent my 2 years, but then the second year of my term, I was sent to Panama. And there I went to the on base and was joined the choir in the on base chapel. And then back after that, back home again, back to the choir. I discovered a young lady in the choir and we got familiar and we got married. I got a phone call from a fellow I had worked with in Pennsylvania. He was in California. He was working for a company and they had a problem. And I was the specialist that could solve that problem. And they wanted me to come out to California for 6 weeks and solve their problem. I did. I spent 8 weeks. Went back to Pennsylvania with a job offer in my pocket. My wife was working as in retail. And at that point, she had been an assistant store manager of a chain of stores. And so when I got back, she was still working and she met me for dinner. And she said, I have something to tell you. And so, we're finished. Tell me now. No, I'll wait later dinner. No, tell me now. And she said, let's just be friends. So I was there with a job offer for California with my intentions to take it. I took my 2 weeks in Pennsylvania and I flew to California. During that 2 weeks, I arranged for a divorce. I arranged to have my house sold. And the kids had to figure out what they're going to do. until I was old, and with her on the afterwards, I went to California. I got the job, to take the job full time. And I went back to California. And then in September, of course, I joined the choir in California. And we sat at the back of the church in pews, three pews, the choir. It was a small church, small choir. And in front of me were the altos. One of the altos, it turns out, was a widow, a very attractive widow. So, not only that, one of my job when I got to California was to work, was to find a house, which I did, right at a house. Now I had a young lady I was interested in, and we got together, and we got married. She was in the school district in charge of LA's testing. And she kept working with the people in the state office of education, and they kept asking her to come up to Sacramento to work. And she would say no. And she mentioned it one day, and I said, Linda, your mother's not getting any younger, and she lives in Sacramento. Take the job. So she did. We moved to Sacramento, looked for church, and here we are in Ascension. At the Ascension, I got to age 70 and my voice died. You can tell, well, I can't sing. You can tell from what I'm saying, I can't sing. So that happened around age 70. But for more than 60 years, I spent telling God's story, singing God's story.